The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Upon this All Saints Sunday, with glad hearts and joyful spirits, we join together in word and in sacrament, in music and in prayer. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God.
Thank you.
You have knit together your elect in one union and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange with one another signs of his peace.
Lesson from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A lesson from the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in saying verses from Psalm 34 with the antiphon. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, and the Lord answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to the Lord and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God. O fear the Lord, you His holy ones, for those who fear God have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The Lord redeems the life of His servants. None of those who take refuge in God will be condemned. Let us stand as we are able for the singing of the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, He went up the mountain, and after He had sat down, His disciples came to Him. Then He began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please. Thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Upon this special and holy day, we gather in the tradition of the Church. We recognize and affirm the creeds of the Church. We believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. The third day he rose again, and ascended into heaven, sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. For all the saints. But our creeds are not just traditional. We compose them as we go. They're experiential. They're ours too and ours alone. We could call, as sometimes we do, upon our New England poet, Robert Frost, no great fan of religion in an organized fashion, but someone who loved nature and especially the music of words, syllable by syllable. You know, he spoke to us and wrote for us north of Boston an invitation, and this is an open invitation. This table is open. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear I may. That shan't be gone long. You come, too. Also a matter of reluctance. This is part of our lived creed, our experience. We are reluctant. Say goodbye, farewell, at a parting when we lose those whom we love, giving them over to God's triumphant eternal care and glory. But we're reluctant, he wrote. When to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with the grace, to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season? We recognize in that poetic, experiential wisdom also the calling to us, especially upon the Lord's Day, to consider just who we are, our self, our own most self, not our almost self, but our own most self. And to do that, we need to balance. We need to be able to balance. Yield who will to their separation. My object in living is to unite my vocation with my avocation, as my two eyes make one in sight. Only where love and need are one, and the work is play for mortal stakes, is the deed ever really done for heaven and the future's sakes. And especially, and we think of it today, on the sawdust trail that is the center aisle that is coming to the Lord's Supper, a moment of decision. That is, when we come forward to receive bread and cup, we do so personally, but also publicly. We're acknowledging that we are intending to lead a certain kind of life, a life of faith. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following after the commandments of God, draw near in faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. Yes, in invitation and in reluctance and in vocation and in decision, we have our own creeds as they emerge. We learn from those who came before us. Some who are sitting in the back pews on the pulpit side will remember C. Faith Richardson, our first loss in COVID in her early 90s in March of 2020. And what a sprightly dear soul. What a wit. What a voice in Bible study and what a memory she had. Here is something, though, that I learned later, rather earlier than later, about her. Some years ago, I was in a church in Syracuse that was an inactive church. So I had in mind to call on the inactive members. There's a list in most churches of inactive members. It's a treasure, by the way, or can be. So the secretary set the calls, and out I went. I came upon a woman at middle age, along with her husband, who invited me in for tea, and they knew I was there. And I was not of unmixed motive. I was there to see whether she would like to come back, to rejoin the fold, to come drink from the living water, to swell the ranks of God's army. You get the feeling. But as it turned out, she had found another church. And she found another church by marrying her husband, who was a Presbyterian, a Methodist and a Presbyterian, a mixed marriage. Well, since we had no further business, we could just sit there and enjoy the tea. That aspect of a prospective parishioner and a possible pastor set aside, we could just relate to each other. She said, you know, 25 years ago in the church you're now serving, we had many hundreds of children in the Sunday school. It makes me both laugh and cry to think about it. I think about the youth, loud and proud. I think about our Sunday school class that had to meet in the boiler room. It was the only space left. I think about my parents with others of their age. Somehow they decided to camp out on the church lawn one night in the snow. I have no idea why. I think of the woman who sat next to me in the pew with a bonnet and a little bow in it, and she passed me candy each Sunday, and I made it through service. And she was reporting on a Sunday school that C. Faith Richardson from the back pew built in the 1960s. Actually, there were 600 children on the rolls of that Sunday school long before. She said, when I think about that, I think about the life there. I think about the happiness there. I think about the joy there. I think about the faith there. I think about the love there. She wasn't voicing nostalgia, although there was some of that. She was voicing a longing for what love can be. And then she said, well, I went to the Junior Brahms with a fellow from the North Side, and 6 years later we were married at that altar. She went out to get some more tea, and he and I sat there in the living room with the leaves falling, two men together saying not a word, can you believe it? And she returned and spoke to us fully about the saints who had brought her there. I think of family stories. You will have some in your own treasure chest of our Aunt Hazel. My father was raised by a single mom, and actually he was brought up by his Aunt Hazel, my great aunt, and his uncle, Bob. And she would tell us stories about when he was a little fellow running around after her. She taught him to bake apple pies, and he became a wonderful such baker of pies. But he would tug on her apron and say, Aunt Hazel, where was I before I was born? Where was I before I was born? And he wouldn't let go. And finally, with that tart wit that she had, she turned to him and said, where were you? You were down in Canada boiling soap. And I have no idea what she meant. And he had no idea what she meant, but he never asked again. There was that rapport, that repartee. You know, there are people who came before us. On May 22nd of this year, after the baccalaureate service, church was full, the choir was lovely, the service was ended, and I was trying to get to the commencement, which was starting soon, but I could see a fellow waiting for me at the door. He said, I know you have to get up the street, but I need to tell you something. You mentioned Martin Luther King in the sermon, baccalaureate this year. And in 1968, I was an intern at the Marsh Chapel, and I came over the morning after King was assassinated.
"Do you know who Robert Hamill is?" he asked. And I said, "Why, yes, he's one of the deans of the chapel, Franklin Littell, Howard Thurman, Robert Hamill, Robert Thurnberg, Robert Neville, Robert Hill." He said, "That morning he was kneeling. He had put a sign written in handscript of all the things they were going to do in the chapel that day, but I found him that morning kneeling on the plaza alone, weeping harder than I had ever seen anyone weep." Friends, today is not an easy day to be leading and working on a college campus anywhere. This is a difficult time, especially to be a Jewish professor or a Muslim professor, a Jewish student or a Muslim student, a professor or a student of any stripe. But we've been in difficult times before. These are difficult times. But we've been, as Robert Hamill reminds us, in difficult times, and we shall proceed through them. We will get through them and do so with the saints, for all the saints who are with us this day. Take a moment this afternoon to think of one or two people who shaped your life and formed your faith, the saints that brought you thus far, because our creeds are not just ancient or traditional. We share across the ecumenical church. Whatever the future is for Christianity in this country, it's going to be ecumenical. One reads, "We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, to celebrate the body of Christ, to love and serve others, to seek justice, resist evil, proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone." Congregation of Marsh Chapel, in a challenging time on campus, you have a role to play by being present Sunday by Sunday to exemplify the lasting faith of Christ, and by being in conversation when the moment arises with those around you, particularly our students and graduate students, because we have received the gifts of God for the people of God in bread and cup this day, and we will be energized and carried forward so to live, remembering and humming to ourselves, "For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confess, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Amen."
ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts.
we offer, and grant that our whole life may give you glory and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, the Creator of heaven and earth. For in the multitude of your saints you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. God, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we have fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Creator of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ is. Celebrate the memorial of our redemption in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of Jesus, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Christ. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And that the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask in the name of Jesus, for by Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen.
Who takes away the sin of the world.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you that everybody's invited to the table with grape juice being on the lectern side, and gluten-free is also available, and we do in communion by intinction only. Let us pray together our prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of our Savior Jesus Christ and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of Christ's body, heirs of your eternal kingdom. Now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of your good news. To Christ, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all manner of falsehood against you in my name. Rejoice and be glad, for so they did also with the prophets of old. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forever. Amen.